Hey, 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 is this thing on? We're good. Okay, let's go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show. As usual, it's a Tuesday, September 24th. We started out by talking back to school. Not for the kiddies, though. They've been there for quite some time. Antonio Brown, that's where he's headed since his dishonorable discharge from the NFL. We hit the phones today to talk the dumbest things you've ever heard from your customers, patients, or clients. Had a great response to that. Had our song story segment, which replaced Breakfast with the Beatles. Todd Rundgren, local guy. He was the star of that today. Pumpkin Spice Spam has hit the shelves, but good luck finding it. And tomorrow's One Hit Wonder Day. We gave you a teaser for that with a little battle over our favorite One Hit Wonders here in studio. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, it wasn't that bad yesterday, but it was not like first day of fall weather.
It wasn't.
No.
You get really bothered by that when seasons don't line up.
Yep.
It could
be
a perfect day, and John's like, but it's winter.
Right, right.
This is BS.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want it to be 90 in January, and I don't want it to be, you know, 40 in July.
Enjoy the win, man.
Right, right.
In the words of Andy Reid. Was that Andy Reid?
Yeah, it was Andy.
Enjoy the win, man.
Enjoy the win? Yeah. Okay. All right. Speaking of football, in the latest in the saga of what an idiot Antonio Brown is, he has decided to go back to college.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Right? He's going to be studying technical writing, introduction to management, death and dying, and racism and inequality.
Cool.
Right?
What is this? What school?
He's going
Central
back
Michigan.
To... Yeah, Central Michigan.
Is that where he started?
Yeah, that's where he started.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going back there. Although, from what I understand, he's already requested a trade to Ohio State. So we'll see what happens.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
I've got a question for you. I got an email, and look, everybody deals with this. No matter, you know, we call our clients, you know, listeners. Other people call them the customer. Some people call them patient, and some people call them client. So just about everybody works for somebody, you know, that somebody is buying your product, somebody's using your service, right? And we probably all get something along this line. I got this email the other day, all right? The name and the town have been changed to protect the innocent. Hello, my name is Christy, and I live in Ben Salem. I love your station, by the way. I was hoping you could help me. About a week ago, I heard a song on your station. I don't remember any of the actual lyrics. Don't remember if it was a male or female singer. And I don't remember what day nor the time that it was played. I don't really know any other details except for the fact that it was an old song. I'm pretty sure I've heard it before. Something about being in love, after dinner maybe. Oh, and I know that this is a long shot, but that's all I can remember. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
Wow.
Christy.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that really, really narrows it down. Or like we like to say,
duh.
All right? I mean, there's no way I could help this woman.
No, even Alexa's like, eh?
Right? There's no way I can help this woman at all. And I think we all, at one time or another, whatever you do for a living, have been involved with a dumb customer, somebody who's asked. I remember as a kid, I was working in my school's rectory, the Catholic school's rectory, and I was helping. I was the secretary there. I don't know. I was probably there because I was in trouble. And that's
sure. Put this slave to work.
So she had walked away, and the phone rang, and I hear a yell from the next room, answer it. So I pick up the phone, I answer it, and the question on the phone is, what time is the 8 o'clock mass on Sunday? You know, so it's very possible that in your line of work, you've encountered dumb customer questions or dumb customers, period. What are they? Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What about yourself, Dave? You ever, have you had a client, a customer, or a listener, anything like that, ask you like a ridiculously dumb question?
Probably the worst was back when I worked at a bakery when I wasn't on the road, when I was living in Manhattan. I worked at a bakery, and this one woman came in and swore that it was a toasted coconut topping on one of the rolls and not onions.
Okay.
She did not believe me when I told her, no, that's an onion roll. No, I know, that's toasted coconut. Okay, fine, it's a tropical topping on a piece of bread. Fine, just buy it.
Well, Cindy, something tells me, you know, that, well, your dumb questions are, you know, is the road that's closed?
to predict the traffic.
Can you predict the traffic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, what's the traffic going to be like in Thursday afternoon in 2 weeks from now?
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I remember I used to have a battle with Rod Carson, right, years ago when shadow traffic was around. Mm-hmm. And every day Rod would say Rod Carson. And every day Rod would say that there was a 1 mile backup at the Callow Hill exit on 95. Uh-huh. I said, Rod, there's a 1 mile backup on the Callow Hill exit of 95 every day. I said, don't you think people know by now? And his answer was, no, they like to hear it.
Oh my God. And he's probably absolutely right.
Yeah, that's it. Right, because if you go to that exit and they didn't say that the 1 mile backup was there, those damn people.
How was I supposed to know?
Right. Even though you get off that exit every day.
True.
Right. So whatever your business is, I don't care if it's a client, a patient, a listener, whatever it might be. Right. Dumb questions you were asked by a customer. What about yourself, Steve?
Not so much, I guess, me. But my wife, and she wasn't asked the question. She's doing the asking.
Okay.
She will call somewhere, and when someone answers the phone, she'll ask them, are you open today? No, I just live here. And answer the phone when someone calls. So, yes, we're open.
Yeah, back to what time's the 8 o'clock mass? Yeah. The question at hand this morning has to do with an email that I got yesterday, and I believe that everybody goes through that. You know, in our case, the client is the listener, mm-hmm. right? For other people, they're referred to as clients, customers, patients, whatever it might be. But it always ends up that sooner or later, you're going to get some sort of really, really odd question from a customer, all right? Something, well, not odd, it's just dumb. Right. To give you an example, this was the email that I got. Hi, and the names and locations have been changed to protect the innocent. But this person obviously knows who they are. Hello, my name is Christy, and I live in Ben Salem. I love your station, by the way. I was hoping you could help me. About a week ago, I heard a song on your station. I don't remember anything, any of the actual lyrics. I don't remember if it was a female or male singer. I don't know what day nor what time it was on or any other details except for the fact that it was an old song. I'm pretty sure I heard it before. Something about being in love after dinner, maybe. I realize this is a long shot, and I hope you could help me with this. No, Christy, I can't.
P.S. I'm not really sure if it was actually a song.
Right. You know, maybe it was a letter. I don't know what it was, but it was, in fact, what I got. So the question at hand for everybody this morning is your dumb customer questions. And we'll start off today with, who do we got here? Oh, Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, so Bruce, what business are you in?
I'll say uniform service business.
Okay, all right, like Cintas, those kind of people.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. So what's the dumb customer question you got?
Wheeling in a hamper full of towels and aprons into a restaurant, and an employee will say, are these for us? No, actually, they're for the people down the street. I'm just cutting through.
Dan, what do you do for a living, straight off?
I'm an electrician.
All right, and what was your dumb customer question?
They asked me to give them electric where I couldn't get it without cutting holes in the wall, and they were shocked when I said I had to cut holes in the wall.
All right, so hold on. They want you to get wiring behind a wall?
In the wall. Yeah.
Without cutting a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called stapling it to the baseboard.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you do for a living?
I'm a trucker.
All right, and what was your dumb customer question?
They asked if I was bringing a truck to pick up the load.
No, I got my mom's minivan.
And a shovel.
40,000 pounds of whatever it was. I can't even remember because it's that long ago. And they asked, are you bringing a truck?
Michael, what's your dumb customer question?
Back when I was a teenager, I worked at a men's shoe store.
Okay.
A woman came in on Christmas Eve, said, I'd like to buy a pair of shoes for my husband. I said, what size? She said, I don't know, but he has a 36-inch waist.
Come on.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am damn fine. So, first off, what do you do for a living?
I work part-time in a library.
And what is your dumb customer question?
My friend recommended this great book, and it had a blue cover.
That's it. That's it. That's just like my request. Could you play that song? I know nothing about it. 215-263-WMGK. What were your dumb customer questions? Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. We're asking people about their dumb customer, client, patient questions. And on the line now is Dan. What do you do for a living?
I'm in construction.
And your dumb customer question?
We were doing road work on Passyunk Ave, and we had the lanes blocked between the two intersections. And somebody came up as we're working in the middle of the block and said, how am I supposed to cross the street? And I said, go up there to the crosswalk and you'll be fine.
Gary.
Hey, John. I'm a maintenance man for the state, but this is going back a ways. I used to work at a Subway restaurant back when they only had two kinds of breads, the wheat and the white roll.
Okay.
And we were required to ask, whenever anyone ordered a sandwich, would you like a 6-inch or a foot long? And they would say, how big is the foot long? And of course, the answer is, it's a foot long.
Monica, what do you do for a living? What's your customer story?
Well, I used to work at a paint department at a hardware store.
Okay.
And a customer brought up the plastic tarp. I think it was 2.7 milliliter thickness. He asked me if it really was 2.7 miles of plastic in there.
Ted, what about yourself? What do you do for a living? What did the customer say?
Well, I own a pizzeria in Bryn Mawr, and I guess it's the millennials. They'll call me up and say, hey, can I order online? And I'm always like, well, you're on the phone. Why don't you give me the order now? And they're dumbfounded after that.
Dave, what was your dumb customer question?
Well, I'm in law enforcement, John. Okay. Been doing it for a long time. And one of the dumbest questions we get quite often is your gun loaded?
No, it's wooden.
Yeah. Is your gun loaded? And my response to them usually is, oh, of course it is. I filled it up with water this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow is One Hit Wonder Day.
Right.
And we're going to do something as a radio station throughout the day tomorrow. But I was just thinking, I don't know what they are, but I want you to think about what your favorite one-hit wonder is. And then maybe we'll have a little battle later on this morning. Have a one-hit wonder battle, right, and see who picks the best one. All right, but 65 degrees outside right now, and right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to you by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay, univest.net. Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. Philadelphia's own, actually Upper Darby's own Todd Rundgren was the first song that Todd Rundgren ever wrote. It was a chart hit for not only his NAS band in 1968, but also he did a solo version years later. And Todd once told us about how that song came about.
I needed subject matter, and that was easy because I wasn't that far from having been dumped by my dream girl in high school. Actually, her father dumped me. I brought her home one day, and he saw my long hair and turned the hose on me. So I think he made her drop me. But what I did, essentially, in writing the lyrics was, I don't want to be the sap, so I turned the whole thing around. I made it seem as if I dropped her. I'll call you maybe once in a while, you know, but I've got other things to do. I'm moving on.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
You might recall, right, that yesterday at 7:40, we were talking about pumpkin spice stuff. We're testing people on pumpkin spice stuff.
Right.
And a while ago, I told you that there was a new pumpkin spice product coming out. Pumpkin spice spam.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
As gross as that might sound.
Sure.
Well, it came out yesterday, and it sold out everywhere.
Come on. Well, it was promoted for like a year.
Right. Well, the only place you could buy it in a store was at Walmart, right? Or you could get it from spam.com. And both locations, every Walmart that had it sold out, and spam.com sold out. I mean, it's just how ridiculous can you get? I mean, this spam's disgusting on its own.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Right?
It's horrible. You know? I don't know what Hawaii's thinking.
I have no idea at all.
Spam on the table at home. Spam and think about selection.
Can you name the movie this is from?
Weird Al, right?
Yeah, it's Weird Al.
I got nothing.
Too old for you.
Yeah,
two.
Probably.
It's UHF. Remember that movie?
Yes. I remember the VHS of UHF.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Walked by them in Blockbuster many times. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow is One Hit Wonder Day. It's a national holiday, and radio stations all over the country, including ourselves, are probably going to take part in it. And we got into a conversation earlier this morning as to, you know, what songs we would pick. And each one of us obviously has something completely different. So what we've decided to do is have you guys vote on which one of us has picked the best one-hit wonder. All right?
Yep.
All right. So make sure you know the text poll line here in the studio. That's MGK, MGK, 645, 645. Steve is starting out this morning with, let me make sure I got this all set up correctly. All right. You want to talk about your song?
Yeah. 1985's Aha, Take On Me.
Okay.
Probably the best one-hit wonder out there. I mean, I was in high school in the late 2000s, and it was being played at high school dances, and everybody knew the words. Everyone loved it. It's been used in pop culture. It's the best one.
All right. And one of the greatest videos that MTV ever ran.
Right.
That was the early one.
Very early, with the cartoon, right? With the cartoon. It was all
live
hand-drawn. Yeah, and it was black and white, little live action popping into it. But so, Steve, for those of you who don't remember the song, is going with this. Just play you a little clip. Although that opening riff just says it.
It's so good.
So if you think this is the best of the three, you would text 1 to MGK, MGK at 645, 645. If you're going with Aha's Take On Me, text 1. You want to talk about yours, Dave?
Sure. I'm going with Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Right, Black Betty.
Yes, I got the chance to play this for one of our weekends. Did you hear what MGK's playing this weekend?
Okay.
Fell in love with it all over again. It's back when videos were crap, musicians were ugly, and music was great. 1977, it hits every single 70s musical genre in less than 4 minutes. You got the blues remake, you got the disco, you got prog rock. There's a drum solo in it. I caught myself. I got so excited. There's a drum solo. There's guitar solos. There's gongs.
So Black Betty is Dave's pick, and if you agree with Dave that it's the best of the three, first we got Aha at number one. You text that to MGK, MGK. Number two for Ram Jam and Black Betty, text that to MGK, MGK, and we'll see which of those two will come out of the winner. And now it's my pick.
Yeah, what
and,
you got?
And you guys got – those are great picks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are terrific picks.
Well, I picked
all right, right? But I've got one here that an entire movie was based around it, really. It was the theme for a movie. It became a theme for years of anything. If anything says 80s, if anything says high school, if anything does it at all, it's got to be Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. All right? So that's what I'm going with. All right. And if you agree with me, text 3 to MGK, MGK. All right. So it's 1 for Aha and Take On Me, 2 for Ram Jam and Black Betty, which, by the way, Black Betty got the people got in an uproar about that because they thought it was about a black woman.
Yeah, man.
It was about a musket. The song is about a musket. It was done by Lead Belly.
Yeah, stations wouldn't play it back
in
the day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so if you're going with Ram Jam's Black Betty, it's 2 that you text to MGK, MGK. And if you're going with me in Simple Minds and Don't You Forget About Me, it's MGK, MGK with number 3. So, and by the way, the keyword is shop. I want to make sure I got that in there one more time. So get yours in to MGK, MGK, 1 for Aha, 2 for Ram Jam, 3 for Simple Minds. Text line, well, I guess it's time to shut the text down because we do, in fact, have an answer. as to what the winning song is for One Hit Wonders. Tomorrow, all day throughout the day, we'll be playing One Hit Wonders for you because it's One Hit Wonder Wednesday, along with it being Long Song Wednesday. But of the three choices, A-ha's Take on Me, Ram Jam's Black Betty, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, the song taking 44% of the vote. Take this, Dan Vasilotti.
Yeah, he said this song sucks.
And so does his choice. This is the one that won. Tomorrow, we're going to be playing for you left and right. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Here comes Sing Like Sting.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.